All right, so to get started, let's just notice the state of our body. You can do this with your eyes opened or your eyes closed. But just sensing whatever comes forward for you initially, and then after that, and then after that. Sometimes whatever is the most prevalent might be the most uncomfortable sensation that you can notice. And that's very natural and normal. So you can touch in lightly to discomfort and also allow yourself to be open to what might feel comfortable and even neutral. And then also notice where your breath is right now. We're going to locate the breath as we begin so that we can notice how it will change. And then if you like, you can make an intention for paying attention or whatever might be fruitful and supportive for you tonight. And then when you're ready, allow your eyes to open. Keep your gaze soft. Eyes relaxed in your skull. And all the muscles around the eyes really soothed. Relaxed. And come forward on your chair just so that you can, and bring your feet to the floor if you like. Let me show you what we're going to do. So we're going to, if the feet are on the floor, it's a little easier, but it's not necessary. But just to bring the elbows to the knees and let the head drop. And draw your shoulders down. So let your back really round. Try not to extend or put any effort in, but just let the back elongate as much as it can, and then the neck elongate as much as you're able. And then after a few breaths here, if you want to, you can bring your hands further down towards the floor. You can inch them down your legs. You can bring the fingers to the floor, whatever works for you. And some of you might want to rest your torso on your thighs. So it's not necessary to go further forward, but you might want to. Notice the sensations that are brought up when you fold a little further forward. And just really being passive in the fold, not active at all. Really passive. There's going to be some more obvious places that you feel stretching or maybe feel a little sore or reticent or hesitant. And then again, that's natural. So generally, we feel what's unpleasant first. So if you can, be open to that. And then also be open to noticing the neutral areas or even the pleasant areas of your body, if you can find them. And then let's slowly begin to roll back up. And I suggest that you use your hands to your knees or elbows to the knees so that you support yourself coming up so you're not relying on your back muscles. And keep the chin to the chest as you restack your spine. And then just sit in a neutral position, or stay as you are. And notice what that did, not just to your body, but also to the breath in the body. And then also touch in and see if that might have altered what I'm going to refer to as the emotional body and the mental body. So heart and mind as well. Everything's shifting and rearranging all the time. What can we notice? And then slowly allow your eyes to open again. So, this next one is a little bit of an upper back twist. It's kind of aims at the neck and the shoulders and the area that's behind the heart. I make no claims about anything that opens around the heart. It's just an area. It's not going to release you emotionally necessarily or liberate you in any way. Sometimes I hear that going around and I think, well, those are tall claims for stretching some muscles. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. Let's just see how it feels. So what we're going to do is stretch our arms out forward and cross the right elbow on top of the left elbow. And then fold your arms. See if you can hold on. Take the left hand and hold the right thumb. Or whatever you can do is fine.
And figure out which was which.
Yeah. All right. So first, let your shoulders, some of you might know this as eagle arms in yoga. Drop the shoulders. Just let the shoulder blades release down if you can. And then, if you can, take your elbows and put them on the same level as your shoulders without lifting the shoulders. And then bring the wrists to line up right on top of your elbow so that your arms are at a right angle, the forearm and the upper arm. And then let's lift the elbows up and very gently slide the shoulder blades down. So the elbows are moving towards the sky and the shoulder blades are sliding towards the floor. And if you're holding your breath at all, notice that and see if you can get it going again. If you're grimacing, notice that. It means probably you're doing more than you need to. Okay? And then let's lower the arms so they're parallel to the floor again. And then turn the elbows to the right. And then drop the left shoulder and turn your head to the left. And see if you can line up your earlobes. So basically, the right and the left side of your neck are even. So your earlobes are lined up to the floor. Relax your throat, your jaw. Notice where you're breathing or not. And then turn your elbows to the left and turn your head slowly to the right. And see if you can turn the head, the neck and the head, without a lot of force into it. Right shoulder down. And then let's come back to the middle. And we'll lift the elbows up and let the wrists just drop over the head. So keep the hand clasped. Wrists go up, shoulders go down. Take a breath here. And then unwind and notice all the variation on sensations that are going to happen. And then notice if that altered your breath at all. And then let's switch. So we'll stretch the arms forward again. And this time we'll put the left elbow on top of the right. And grab onto the thumb or whatever you can take hold of. Left thumb, right hand. And very gently pull the elbows forward a little bit. And then drop or slide the shoulder blades down. The wrists are lined up over the elbows. And just sense that. So it's kind of as if the shoulder blades are separating in the back body. And then let's take the elbows up as we slide the shoulder blades down. So pay attention to those two simultaneous, opposing, but perfectly complementary movements, directions. Elbows lift up, shoulder blades slide down. And in between those two directions is some stretch and space. And then lower the arms so the bottom of your arm is parallel to the floor again. And slowly turn the arms to the right. And then see if you can stay even on your sit bones and turn your head to the left. Take the left shoulder away from your chin. And see if you can keep breathing. And then take the arms to the left and turn your head slowly to the right. And just take your time so you really feel if you're rushing or over-efforting, because we do both things. And those things become and are habits. And then let's come back to the middle. And the elbows go up, the wrists and hand drop over the head, and then unwind. And feel, sense, be with. Notice the resonance in the felt sense, which includes the emotional body, the mental body, and the breath. And then let your eyes open slowly again. And then we'll do one last physical movement. We'll say outer body movement, really. We'll do a little bit of a spinal twist. So if you take your left hand somewhere on your right leg and bring your right hand behind you, this will be the beginning. Now, if you can, don't twist yet. But just bring your hands, left hand to the right leg somewhere and the right hand behind you. And notice if you can, if there's any kind of effort in your back body, any stress or strain in the muscles of your back, if you tend to overemphasize your lumbar curve when you sit up like this, or you turn your head towards the floor when you sit up like this. I mean, you know, we all have our little variation on themes. And see if you can line the crown of your head up with the sky. And then stay as even on your sit bones as you can, paying attention to them. And then on an exhale, just start turning your navel to the right. And as you're turning your navel to the right, just very gently coax with your left hand, the right leg a little bit to the left. So the navel is turning to the right. We're going to give it some opposing direction by taking the right thigh to the left a little bit. Just a little bit, but without tensing the left arm or lifting the left shoulder. And see if you can get the crown of your head to face the sky, and also keep it relatively right on top of the middle of the pelvic floor. Nice. And then begin to turn your ribs to the right. So the more subtle you are, the softer you're going to be. The softer you're going to be, the more space you're going to have, and the more breath will occupy your body. And then turn the shoulders and the collarbones to the right. Shoulder blades stay sliding down the back. And then if you're comfortable, you can turn your head a little bit more. But again, try not to stress your neck. And then when you're ready on an exhale, revolve forward again. Come back to neutral and feel. Notice not just the physical sensations of the body, but the physical sensations of breath. Can't really separate those two, but sometimes we can notice one and then another. We can really fine-tune our attention. Then let's switch and go the other way. So the right hand is somewhere on the left leg, left hand's behind us. And start as much in a neutral position as you can. And take the crown of the head facing and face it towards the sky. And then see if you can line it up over the middle of the pelvic floor. So the pelvic floor you can think of as having a triangle shape, pubic bone and sit bones. And right in the center of that triangle is the perineum. Line up the crown of your head over the perineum. And then when you're ready, exhaling, turn the navel to the left. And see if just turning the navel to the left and coaxing the left leg a little bit to the right causes any consternation, any tightening. Could be even in your jaw, could be your eyebrows, could be your throat. Just check in and see. And then when you're ready, turn the ribs to the left. And then the collarbones and the shoulders. And the head. And then sweep your awareness around somewhere. Have a little fun. Take your breath anywhere you want. To explore this shape, this twisted shape with your breath. And then when you're ready, on an exhale, revolve back. So turn your awareness inside, even though there's lots and lots of things happening outside, always. But we can turn our gaze, turn our attention towards or away from whatever we choose. So just notice what's going on in your body, your breath, your mind, your sense of feeling. And then allow your eyes to open and if you could come up with one word about what you're noticing now, we're just going to go around and say one word that might describe the state of the body, the breath, the heart, or the mind. It's up to you. Or it could be just your general overall tone of all your components and all your facets. And if you choose to pass and not speak aloud, that's fine too.
I had the experience of heat.
Okay.
Unification.
War.
Soothed.
Dissolved. Feathers. Thick.
Okay. Let's sink back into the body. Eyes closed or opened, and we'll sit for 20 minutes. Let your bones get even heavier than they are now. Let your attention turn inwardly. Let your heart be quiet. Your mind as open and wide as possible. Allow yourself to recognize expansion and contraction, arising and passing, coming and going. Of whatever it is that comes into your awareness, so that could be your breath, that could be any sensation. It could be a thought. It could be a feeling. Allow your awareness to be very broad and inviting or invitational to noticing how things come and go, arise and pass, expand and contract. And if anything becomes caught or stuck at any time, which it might, notice the next movement. Whether it's movement in the mind, movement in the heart, movement in the breath, movement in awareness, movement in the body, sound, a smell, a taste, or even sight. Everything comes and goes. Let your breath come in a little bit more fully a few times. So very soft and tender, but full.